4. The cylinder opens. When I returned to the common, the sun was setting. Scattered groups were hurrying from the direction of Woking, and one or two persons were returning. The crowd about the pit had increased and stood out black against the lemon yellow of the sky, a couple of hundred people, perhaps. There were raised voices, and some sort of struggle appeared to be going on about the pit. Strange imaginings passed through my mind. As I drew nearer, I heard Stent's voice. "Keep back! Keep back!" A boy came running toward me.
"It's a movin'," he said to me as he passed. "A screwin' and a screwin' out. I don't like it. I'm a-goin' home, I am."
I went on to the crowd. There were really, I should think, 200 or 300 people elbowing and jostling one another, the one or two ladies there being by no means the least active.
"He's fallen in the pit," cried someone. "Keep back," said several.
The crowd swayed a little, and I elbowed my way through. Everyone seemed greatly excited. I heard a peculiar humming sound from the pit.
"I say," said Ogilvy, "help keep these idiots back. We don't know what's in the confounded thing, you know."
I saw a young man, a shop assistant in Woking, I believe he was, standing on the cylinder and trying to scramble out of the hole again. The crowd had pushed him in. The end of the cylinder was being screwed out from within. Nearly 2 feet of shining screw projected. Somebody blundered against me, and I narrowly missed being pitched onto the top of the screw. I turned, and as I did so, the screw must have come out, for the lid of the cylinder fell upon the gravel with a ringing concussion. I stuck my elbow into the person behind me and turned my head toward the thing again. For a moment, that circular cavity seemed perfectly black. I had the sunset in my eyes. I think everyone expected to see a man emerge. Possibly something a little unlike us terrestrial men, but in all essentials, a man. I know I did. But looking, I presently saw something stirring within the shadow. Grayish, billowy movements, one above another, and then two luminous disks, like eyes. Then something resembling a little gray snake, about the thickness of a walking stick, coiled up out of the writhing middle and wriggled in the air toward me, and then another.